Track 1, Brief Introduction to the Russian Language. Today, Russian is still spoken by overwhelming majority of the people of the former Soviet Union. It will be useful to learn a few phrases of courtesy, for example, to express initial greetings, to ask about well-being of others, to introduce oneself. The Russian language belongs to the Slavic group of Indo-European language family and is considered one of the most important world languages. Russian was the official state language of the Soviet Union. After the disintegration of the Soviet Union, Russian remains the state language of Russia and is still the language of about 200 million people, including 16 million in Kazakhstan. Although Kazakh is the state language of Kazakhstan, Russian is the predominant language spoken. Russian belongs to the inflectional languages, i.e. languages in which words have endings. A Russian word can have many different forms, and therefore, not every word encountered in a text will be found in dictionaries. Russian words that have endings are entered in the dictionaries in a definite form. The definite form for nouns is the nominative case singular. For adjective, it is the nominative case singular masculine. And for verbs, the infinitive. Adverbs, prepositions, and conjugations are invariable. Characteristic features of Russian language include gender of nouns and adjectives, masculine, feminine, neuter. Declination of nouns, pronouns, adjectives, and numerals. Conjugation of the verbs. Aspect of the verbs. Absence of articles. Shift of stress. The Russian alphabet is comprised of 33 letters. Stress in Russian can fall on any syllable in the word. One word has the only stressed syllable which is longer than others. Usually the stress is indicated in the dictionaries. Verbs. There are three tenses, the present, the past, and the future. All verbs also have an aspect, imperfect and perfect. Most local people are delighted and flattered by foreigners who attempt to speak their language. Your efforts will be generously rewarded. It will be useful to learn a few phrases of courtesy, for example, to express initial greetings, to ask about well-being of others, to introduce oneself. List of tracks. Track 1, Brief Introduction to the Russian Language. Track 2, Russian Alphabet. Track 3, How to Greet and Respond to a Greeting. Track 4, How to Ask People About Themselves, How to Say Something About Yourself. Track 5, How to Be Polite. Track 6, How to Agree and to Disagree. Track 7, What do you say to make people pay attention to your language abilities? Track 8, How to Ask Questions. Track 9, You want to know if this or that thing is available. Track 10, How to Request, Ask Something, or Offer Your Assistance to Someone. Track 11, How to Express Your Wishes. Track 12, How to Express Likes and Food Preferences. Track 13, How to React to a Knock at the Door. Track 14, How to Count.